Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with the winner from Rockcastle, Logan Walls. Then we'll speak with podcaster Susie Toler, and we'll have a conversation with the 410 Sprint Car winner from Williams Grove, Steven Snyder Jr. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Indiana at Red Hill. Justin Grant parked it in Victory Lane. Jeffrey Shackelford, a winner at Speedrome. Now to Ohio, Muller Raceway Park, and the voice of Mike Goins.
Mike Vandermark Jr., driver out of Cedar Springs, Michigan. First time here to Muller Raceway Park. He's going to park it in Victory Lane.
West Virginia, Tyler Carpenter won a pair, Parkersburg and Tyler County. Pennsylvania at Bedford to Matt Spinogle. Danny Dietrich wins at Lincoln. Doe Run in Missouri to Joe B. Miller, and Mike Marler and Blake Brown getting victories at Ponderosa in Kentucky. Speaking of Kentucky, joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of his latest victory at the opener at Rockcastle in the late model, he is also now the Thunder Mountain late model champion from 2025, Logan Walls. Hey, welcome to the show, Logan. I looked up some of the folks that support you. Did you get some of those chocolate dipped strawberries from Sandy Surprises and Catering? Those look awesome. Have you had them?
Yeah, that's my aunt. So that's a family business that she carries on. So we get all kinds of treats from her.
That'd be worth racing a little bit harder than usual to get some of those chocolate dips, I bet.
Yeah, she makes all kinds of fudge and bread and just all kinds of whatnot, sweets and stuff. So we get all kinds of different stuff throughout the year.
Man, sometimes you got to tell her, hey, I've had enough. I'm going to have to take out left side weight. You're putting so much on me, right?
All right.
Well, he doesn't need to take off any weight. He's got all the right things in all the right places. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Logan Walls, Rockcastle late model winner from last week, last season's Thunder Mountain late model champion, joining us on the ProFab hotline. You've won big races at Rockcastle before, so it's not like, breaking new ground there, but the track has got a lot of things new on it. How was the experience this time? New owner, new track and such. What did it feel like?
Yeah, Matthew put some new clay on this off season, and it is different, but he had some rain right before we started racing. He tried to start earlier so we'd miss the rain, but then a little pop-up came along right as soon as we were supposed to start hot lapping, and he'd done what he could. The track was about as good as I think he could get it for what he had to deal with.
Dirt reacts differently for those listening in. Different tracks have different compositions of dirt and such. If you were out golfing, the greens are laid out different and things like that. So did the new dirt react kind of like the old dirt, or were you having to kind of, have a science project to figure it out in real time each lap?
It wasn't bad. The track started out really, really heavy from the rain, and it slicked off really quick. Like it was, I was not expecting it to slick off as fast as it did, but it was like you go out one time and it was hammered down, and then the next time you're too loose. But we didn't change the car all night, so it was pretty balanced from start to finish.
Guy knows how to win at Rockcastle, and of course at his track that he got the track championship at, Thunder Mountain Raceway, both in Kentucky, getting ready for big time activities. Coming up in the early part of June, Kentucky's going to have Speed Week with Thunder Mountain, Ponderosa, Rockcastle, Richmond, and Lake Cumberland, all hosting a big week of events there. And gotta believe Logan is going to be one of the handful of drivers that everybody's going to be chatting about as he gets ready to go and take on more tracks prior to that. I understand also, Logan, you use ProFabrication headers. What's it like to have those on your hot rod?
They're awesome. They make a difference. It sounds different, and it just, I don't know. I had a different set before, and then I just, all I done was change headers, and it was a whole different sounding car.
Wow. Well, we love that prefabrication sound here at PRN at the Track, and the prefabrication hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So Thunder Mountain Championship, first, you know, big time late model championship for you. What was that like gaining that and, you know, having family and friends and the winter to kind of digest that you were top of the mountain at Thunder Mountain?
I'd been trying at Thunder Mountain for a long time to get wins. I'd always just come up second, it seemed like. And this past year, we just changed some things and really started going there a lot. And they've made that racing surface one of the top places in Kentucky. Like, you can race all over. You can go top, bottom. They've done a lot of work since they started.
Wow. Thunder Mountain, one of the five tracks that will be running Kentucky Speed Week coming up in the month of June. Logan Walls, the winner at Rock Castle, track champion at Thunder Mountain, has wins at the other tracks as well, including the Big Daddy Fi Stretcher. I don't know that you get enough acclaim for winning such a prestigious race at, as they say, Kentucky's baddest bull ring. What was it like to get that as your first ever win?
That was my first year ever racing. It was in hobby stock class, and I think it was my first race at Ponderosa, actually, and we were able to pick up the win that night. So it was my first win, first year, and first time at Ponderosa.
Logan, where can we, you know, keep up with you on the internet? Do you have like a Facebook page? Do you have a website? Where are folks, you know, to go to look and keep up with you as your journey continues?
So on Facebook, we are under Logan Walls Racing.
You got to be ready to go for this Kentucky Speed Week coming up in June. Is that one of the big targets on this year's calendar?
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. That's going to be a week of fun, I feel like. I've never ran for a week straight, so it might be a little hectic, but I think it'll be fun, and I'm glad the tracks are actually working together to get something like that going.
Well, pack some of those chocolate dipped strawberries for any of us that may get to attend. We'll stop by a couple of times to the Logan Walls trailer and check him out. Always good stuff there. And Logan, thank you for joining us with the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The 30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty charity ride.
It's hard to believe that. I can't believe I'm like 39 and we've been doing this 30 years. The idea came about 2 o'clock in the morning. We were riding motorcycles to California and we had stopped and picked up a couple of guys in Oklahoma City. And then we picked up some people in Globe, Arizona, and we were riding in. It was late at night. And it's like, oh my God, this would be so cool. We'll get people to give us 10 cents a mile. We'll ride. We'll do a bike-a-thon. And I just threw it out in the garage here. Dick Brooks rode with us that first year. Robert Yates rode with us. Cindy Sissoms rode with us. Man, we had so many people. They read about it and they called us up and said they wanted to go on a ride. And we were like, come on down. Had 10 Hall of Famers that have ridden with us through the years. It is like a traveling show for the NASCAR Hall of Fame to go across country sometime. But it has been really good. We heard of a couple of different hospitals and a couple of different kids that were race fans. And we were thought, hey, we'll just stop and make a donation to help their families pay their bills. And that's what we did. It's all for camp now. It's all for Victory Junction.
30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty Charity Ride.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, podcast host and last week's winner
at a track down in southern Georgia they call historic 441 Speedway. Susie Toler. Hey, Susie, welcome back to the show. A Crown Vic race car. What's making those cars so popular? And now you're winning in them. Why is that such a cool car to race?
The reason they're so cool is because it's so cheap to run them. Like, you get in a late model, you know, it's so expensive, but you get in a Crown Vic and you can just go out there and have fun, beat bang, and boom.
Wow. Well, Susie Toler, I heard it was a beaten banging time there last weekend at historic 441 in southern Georgia, the track she took the Crown Vic Junior category victory in. And she is joining us on the profabrication.com hotline. So first win of the season, reports and just, I could kind of tell, it didn't come that easy. What was the ride like there in those last laps to get this thing done?
Oh boy, let me tell you, the guys were just beating and banging trying to get me not to win. But hey, I kept up front and I got that win. I got the new skin on my car. That means I got a new body and I have a new racing suit. And now I have a new trophy. So can't beat that.
New body on the car, new racing suit yes. on the driver, and yeah. new trophy on the shelf. Susie Toler, yes, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Getting it done at a Crown Vic at historic 441 Speedway in southern Georgia. She's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, it looked like the victory lane photos were extra special, not just, you know, for beating and banging a win there. Well, it looked like a lot of folks were having a great time there. What made this one even extra special that everybody had a big smile on?
Well, I've been chasing that hat. When you win there, you get an historic 441 feature winner hat. And I've been chasing that hat for 2 years, and I finally got one. That was super exciting.
So new skin on the car, new fire suit yes. on the driver, now a new hat on her head to go with the victory. Susie Toler, our guest on the yes, profabrication.com hotline, winning in what is the growingest class, if that's even a way to say it, Crown Vic's, yes. And growing somewhere else. Now I get to address you as a fellow person of the media. She is hosting a podcast and such. Now you got the podcast, a co-host. What's up with all this, Susie? What are you doing?
It is amazing. Like, I am super excited to be able to have this experience with a really great friend of mine, and just for it to get the attraction that it has after one episode, I cannot wait to keep having all these episodes coming out.
Well, what's the name of the thing, and who's your sidekick partner, you know, your tag team partner? Who's on?
Okay, so the podcast is called the Dirt Tea Podcast, and my co-host is Shirley. Yeah, I always mess up her name. I call her Fine Wine because she has such a unique name, and I'm so country, so yeah, I always mess up her name, and I probably just did again. But I love you, girl.
Well, either way, Dirt Tea is the name of the podcast, and it's T-E-A, just like sweet tea. And boy, Susie and her co-host starting off with a bang. You can find her on Spotify, and this is a growing thing because it really has, you know, just the legs of grassroots racing and the voices and such. You know, what is the idea behind this? When did you cook this up? Was it over a glass or three of fine wine somehow?
Oh, awesome. That was awesome. But no, I've just been wanting to do it for years now. And whenever I met Shirley, I don't know, we just mixed well together. And I was like, girl, I just threw the idea out there. And she was like, let's do it. She never hesitated. So it's been on since then.
Wow.
And tonight, we're going to film our second episode. And we're going to have the world's most hated tech man on there. So I cannot wait. Y'all have to join. Y'all have to follow us and find us on Spotify and listen in.
Wow. The world's most hated tech man. That's yes. a big mountain to climb because most drivers, Susie probably included, the tech man is the room of doom when you go around those guys. And whoever that is going to be, up against Shibley and Susie on Dirt Tea, the podcast. That's what we're chatting with Susie Toler about now, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. after her win at historic 441 Speedway in Southern Georgia over the weekend in the Crown Vicks and such. What kind of questions do you ask people you like, don't like, most hated tech man maybe in that? You know, on the podcast, what are some of kind of the things that folks can tune in for as this show continues to grow? And is it a 20-minute, half hour? How long y'all get to chat on it?
Just as long as we want. We were in it for an hour for our first episode, but everyone says that was the best hour they spent. They laughed the whole time. So I think we're doing something right. But no, the questions we're going to ask are real down to, I mean, just real questions. Like anything that we feel like needs to be addressed, we're going to address it. And if you don't want to be talked about, don't do it. That's our rules.
You don't want to be talked about, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Rule number one on the Dirt Tea Podcast with our guest, Susie Toler, on the profabrication.com hotline. Her and her co-host, Chablis. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. Susie and Chablis. You can find them on Spotify and such. And Dirt Tea, such a cool name and all. Have you got merchandise yet? Have you got socials we can find you on to be able to keep up with?
You can follow us on X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and, of course, Spotify.
Spotify for Dirt Tea. T-E-A. Just like the drink, only with dirt in front of it. And two ladies at the controls of a podcast that I've got got to believe has got the makings of one of those ones that every time they unveil it, you're going to want to be able to tune in on Spotify or wherever platforms will be as they continue to grow. Dirt Tea host Susie Toler, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Great luck with this show and appreciate you doing all that you do. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
You may think you know drag racing, the chills, the speed, and iconic moments, but this season, it hits different. 75 years in the making. The crowd's locked in, waiting for that moment. The moment of realizing you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Whether you're a longtime fan or feeling earth-shaking horsepower for the first time, you're part of the story now. Expect the unexpected April 24th through 26th when NHRA goes four wide in Charlotte. Get tickets at zmaxdragway.com today.
This is PRN's David Stiles. Life is always moving and so are you. So what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcasts while you're on the go. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Fast Talk, Garage Pass, and At the Track. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Mike Rowe on the student organization known as Skills USA.
Well, everybody talks about high unemployment. It seems to me that the real problem is the skills gap. There are opportunities available, millions of them. Skills USA is on the front line. They're encouraging soft skills, specific skills. They're the connective tissue in between the opportunities that exist and the hopes that a lot of parents and kids have for their own future.
Learn more at microworks.com and skillsusa.org.
Skills USA, champions at work.
World of Outlaws World Finals returns to the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway this November. Get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. I figured I might say this someday, but so soon, Williams Grove 410 Sprint Car winner, Steven Snyder Jr. Hey, Steven, welcome back to the show. It seems like the blink of an eye that you were racing the hyper micro sprints and stuff. How does it feel to have climbed up racing's ladder to these heights to get a Williams Grove 410 victory now? What are those moments like?
Just unreal. You know, I had such a great team that kind of trusted me to, you know, put me on the stage of giving me a car to win races. And just like what you said, working up the ladder, I wouldn't expected us to win that quick, but, you know, I trust in our equipment and, you know, the car just played right in our factor. So we were able to, you know, click off the win.
Maryland Steven Snyder Jr., the winner at Williams Grove at the 410 Sprint Cars last weekend, a historic, I mean, you can go back and see black and white pictures from this track back in the day. It is one of those foundational sprint car tracks, and young Steven got it done there last weekend. Kids from Maryland don't usually grow up becoming big-time sprint car racers. What inspired you to take this path?
Having my uncle raced, you know, quarter midgets in 305s, and that kind of got our foot in the door there of just, hey, there's, you know, more things to do other than, you know, baseball or football. Come check this out. And it was more of a quarter midget deal. And then, you know, we ran quarter midgets for a few years that got us up into the micro ranks. And then, like what you just said, we were able to win decently amount to where I had a team named Hyper Racing kind of pick me up as a driver. And, you know, we won all across the country with them. And then that kind of just always kind of opened opportunities for me to go run different things. And luckily I found Hefner Racing and they, you know, picked me up for this year and last year for sprint cars.
And Hefner Racing driver Steven Snyder Jr. capturing a win at Williams Grove at the 410 Sprint Car Division last weekend. He is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication.com hotline is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, winning at Williams Grove, the only thing I could find was the last time you were or ever there in a 410. You didn't even make a handful of laps. How did that feel to even just make the whole race and then to end up winning it? What were those closing laps like for you as you're coming around in that big crowd and you go under the bridge and everything like that? What are those moments like inside the seat for our driver, you know, getting their first win at a place like that?
Definitely crazy. You know, you're just like what you said, only doing a handful of laps our first night there. And then, you know, come back around the next time we're there to, you know, make the feature and, you know, lead pretty much almost every lap. You know, we had an open red with 9 laps to go, and that kind of, you know, settled all the thoughts down and kind of gave me a break to a second, to catch my breath and just, you know, talk to the crew chief of what we needed to be better on. And then the last, you know, 9 laps, we were able to, you know, grow a 4-second lead over Lance DeWeese, which is one of the, you know, best in all-time 410 drivers. So it was definitely neat to kind of win over him just because of his legacy. He impacted the 410 sprint car world on. And just picking up the win at such an historic track was just unreal. I'm just grateful for the opportunity for it to happen.
Did your crew chief reminded you that he'd probably been winning DeWeese since before you were able to pedal a tricycle?
Yeah, you know, he was just more like, don't think about anything else. Just, it's a heat race. You know, you only got 9 laps. It's pretty much a heat race. Just go run, you know, your best 9 laps, and we will see where we end at the end of the night. So, and luckily it was on the podium with the win.
Yeah, on the podium with a win, climbing up on the wing. Steven Snyder Jr., Williams Grove 410 Sprint Car winner, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Well, you mentioned some other sports and things like that. Growing up, did you play anything else? Did you kind of get distracted? Or are you still a fan of any of that? Give us a little insight into who Steven Snyder Jr. is when he's not out there ripping in a 410.
A big baseball fan for sure. I love watching the Orioles play baseball. Growing up, I played baseball, and luckily it just, you know, I made a kind of choice when I was doing well in quarter midgets that I think I should just focus on racing full time. And that's kind of what happened. Really, it just, everything kind of just fell in my lap, I guess, if you want to say. You know, my dad always took me racing every Saturday or Friday night, and we were always able to do well. So Definitely when I'm not racing or doing anything like that, I'm either, you know, hanging out with the family or watching baseball. I love hockey as well. Any sport I really enjoy watching just because it gets the blood flow going, but nothing like racing, driving a sprint car gets, so much,
Who's your team? Who's your baseball team? Who's your hockey team?
I love the Orioles and I love the Washington Capitals. Those are the favorites. So, that's our, thing to do, even though, both teams are not looking great right now. Hopefully they can, come back and do well. So
the hometown area teams for Maryland, Steven Snyder Jr. Well, he's got a new hometown, Victory Lane at Williams Grove, in the 410 sprint car. Last weekend was his address, and wow, it sure was amazing to watch him do that. Some point, World of Outlaws High Limits probably in your future. How does this win affect it, and what do you got to check off box-wise for you to be able to feel confident to go up and, challenge something like that?
I think it's more laps in building the notebook. A lot of these teams have been on the road for, such a long time, and I feel like with, running local and going to, experiment with the World of Outlaws or High Limit, I think it definitely benefits us because it builds us a notebook to where, the driver and crew chief do feel comfortable working together. And I feel like once you get that feeling with the driver and crew chief, more than just that kind of crew chief and driver bond, that's when things kind of start clicking off. So I think it's just more, our goal this year was, us to kind of click off a win, but also, pretty much, finish every race and do what we need to do as a crew chief and driver. So, we're kind of on the right track,
Got to leave it there, Steven. But wow, definitely a driver to keep track of. Steven Snyder Jr., Williams Grove 410 sprint car winner. He's on all the socials. There's all kinds of places to go find him on the internet. Steven Snyder Jr., thank you for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Shane Van Gisbergen for the final time up here in turn number two. He brought a gun to a knife fight today. Then we got Noah Gregson around right in the middle of the pack, and he got hammered by Ryan Preece. Brad Keselowski's off into the dirt as well.
The Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma, Sunday, June 28th. Tickets at SonomaRaceway.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. The weekend after Easter is upon us, and there is great racing all across the country. Weather looks pretty good. Get out there and support grassroots racing and follow it all on PRN at the track on our socials, powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. Facebook, Instagram, and especially on X. Give us a follow. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Viticky, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.